Welcome to Digital Diaries, a podcast series released by internet security company AVG Technologies. The third stage is called the Digital Playground, and it focuses on children ages 6 to 9 years old. I'm Rona Renner. I'm the host of Childhood Matters radio show, and joining me in studio is Jason Brann. He's a therapist, and he's an expert on kids, families, and technology.
Hi, Rona. Great to be here. Yeah, today's subject about family safety is so important because, you know, while we're doing these podcasts, I'm actually learning a whole lot about the actual just kind of safety things that you can use to make things feel better in your home. And I'm using this both in my practice as a therapist and in my house with my kids.
I'm learning a lot, too. And, you know, with the new family safety program, AVG is taking its expertise in security technology and expanding it to new areas of online protection so parents can figure out how to keep their kids safe in the digital age. So where do we start with safety, Jason?
The first thing is that kids need parents to keep them safe online. And this is especially true for 6 to 9 year olds who are exploring the social side of the internet for the first time.
So let's start off with parental controls. It's key that everyone should understand that safety and security come before exploration. But there are kids who are just sort of natural explorers and they don't necessarily listen to what their parents are telling them.
Yeah, and the thing that is nice about using technology to help set limits is that it makes things very clear. It's black and white. You know, if you have a time limit set on your computer, it just shuts off at that point. And for parents, the software packages and controls on games can be used to help set these limits and make it clear to 6 to 9 year olds that they need to ask permission before they try new sites and games.
That's important. Really make that clear, because then you know if they don't, they're breaking a rule, and it's important for families to have rules. And also, you have to help them sometimes determine if it's a safe space
Sure. Where
they're playing. And I think what you said about parental controls, it's another tool for you to use. It's your ally in doing this. So AVG Family Safety Program, I know, is really important. One of the reasons, too, is that it helps to monitor sites and also the time your child is spending online. And I think that's another key thing. Then, as I understand it, you can also change all of that with your child's level of maturity. Is that right?
Yeah, that is right. So, you know, what you set today can grow with your child and with your family.
So what about the online social worlds? They have parental controls, correct?
Yeah, online social worlds like Club Penguin, Webkinz, Secret Builders, Wizards 101, they all have parental controls that can be set to fit with your rules and your child's age and level of maturities. On all these sites, you can choose the ones that feel most comfortable to you, and you should be looking for ones that have monitors, adults who are there to help sort of police the sites, keep things safe.
Well, we want our kids to come to us if there's anything wrong, but it's nice to know that there are also a way to ask a question to monitors.
Same rules apply online and offline. I mean, there are certain things that you want to go right to your parents to, and then there are other things that within the play space you want to look towards the other adults, and there are other adults within these sites.
A question that comes up for me are there settings that block advertisements? I feel so strongly that we want to try and limit marketing to our kids as much as possible.
Yeah, some of these sites do have advertising blocks. I know Webkinz that you can actually block some of the advertising. But the thing is, you know, these sites are actually just advertisements for themselves. So Webkinz is an advertisement for, you know, the animals that they sell, or Club Penguins is a Disney website, or American Girl Doll site, which is a social network. It's an advertisement for American Girl Dolls. So it's very complicated, but some of them have a whole lot of advertisements, and parents should really be aware of that.
So therefore, we have to really be looking again and seeing what our kids are doing. What about allowing 6 to 9 year olds on Facebook? How do we deal with the safety there?
Well, you should be 13 to use Facebook, and really, you know, it is getting younger and younger. But the rule is that under 13, you're not allowed to use Facebook. Now, if you are going to let your kid use Facebook or another social network site, Everloop is a new one that's become popular. And it's designed for younger kids. You know, really take the time to understand the parental controls. Start with the privacy settings. Make sure that your child's profile can be viewed only by the people that you know and trust. Set up clear guidelines about who your child can friend and who they can't friend. And look for settings that control chats and games and email and advertising, because all of that comes along with these sites.
Same thing with email then. If you sign your child up for an email, you have settings to set, and you also can adjust these settings, and you also want to give them lots of advice on how to use email in such a way that it is friendly.
Yeah, and with a web-based like Gmail or Yahoo, They come with, chat, and they come with social network sites that are attached to them. So parents need, that stuff can all be limited. It's also to have an email, whatever email your child sends, being sent to you so that you know what they're sending.
Good point.
At this age, I think parents should know their kids' passwords and should really keep up on that.
So safety with video games. Is there anything in particular besides really watching the game to make sure you're okay with the content?
Well, we're in a convergence culture, so all of this comes together, chat and email, and it's the same thing. It's when you're signing a kid up for one thing, you're in a lot of ways signing it up for it all, and there's parental controls that can block a lot of that stuff.
Wow. So you could choose when to sign your kids up for all these things and when to let them do any of these, but do check out all of the different ways you can help them be safe. I think that's the key.
Yeah, and don't forget, you're the parent. You know, what you say really matters to your kids. It's your values. It's your home. It's your technology. So really make the most of it. But, set those limits.
And also keep the computer in a family room whenever possible. And if they're in their bedroom, keep the door open. Jason Brand, thank you so much for joining me.
You're welcome, Rona. Thank you.
And thank you to ABG Technologies for your research and providing valuable services and information to families. To learn more about family safety, go to avg.com/avg-family-safety.